as somebody who's kind of this introverted extrovert, yeah. like I can play the extrovert because I was a performer and I know how to like pretend that. But the big social events to me are very uncomfortable. And so I will often just want to be a wallflower.
I'm Alex Blumberg, host of the podcast Startup, and you're listening to We Are LA Tech.
Welcome back to the We Are LA Tech podcast here in Santa Monica. Yes, enjoying the beach life. And I have one of my favorite founders who helps bring the community together like I do. Aiden from Work Party is here in the studio. It is a party.
It is so good to be here.
Isn't it? Spree,
thank you.
Thank you. I remember that.
It's such an honor.
Thank you. I'm so happy.
This invitation is just such an honor to finally be here with you doing this. After I've been wanting to forever.
For so long.
Forever.
So we've known each other, what, like 2 years now or
something? Yeah,
yeah. And I remember when we first met, I had been doing the Experience Club for 2 years, I think. It was ish. And I was in burnout phase. And you saw me when I was a zombie. I was like, I've heard about what you're doing, and I really believe in it. So I'm showing up to know.
You showed up, and I was just like, who is this person? She's got like all kinds of magic going on, energy. And it was,
At the time, I
really didn't know that much about what you were doing. And obviously, that day was just amazing.
So. Yeah. No. So Aiden does these really cool. Go ahead and formally introduce yourself to everybody and tell them about what you do. Yeah.
Well, I'm Aiden. I founded a company called Work Party. I got started with this because working from home, as I was after moving to Los Angeles for 3 years, I just got burnt out, like you were saying.
Yeah.
You did. But my burnout was because I was working alone all the time.
Yeah.
So I was like a home-based consultant doing freelance work, and I started actually as a remote employee for a company. So I was just working from my home office, which I was very happy in the space. Thought it was awesome. Didn't have to put on pants in the morning. We just have these interviews or these conversations. Yeah. You know, my clients and my colleagues were all over the world. But after, I don't know, as it started to go on, I just became like so depressed. I actually was like at one of the lowest points I think I've ever been in my life. And I didn't really know what the solution was. It was like, okay, I need people. But like that means going out after the workday and trying to meet people at bars or whatever. It just wasn't really good. Mm-hmm. And events or networking things, it was just this, it wasn't ideal. So I was sort of giving up and thinking I should just go join the 9-to-5 workforce because that's the only way I'm going to have coworkers.
Not the 9-to-5!
So that led to this, you know, hearing about coworking spaces. And I was like, well, that sounds awesome, but I have a nice space to work from home and with my schedule and kids and all this stuff. It's like, there's just no way I'm going to go be able to do that. And I had at the time an Airbnb guest that was on their way staying at my house. And I was walking home to greet them. And I thought, what if people just come over to my house and work at my house? So I said, that sounds like amazing. Somebody must already be doing this. And so I went and looked to see if there was like an app or something that I could do to invite people over to my house. And I couldn't find anything. I saw that there were other things. There was something back like 10 years ago that was started called Jelly, where they were kind of saying like, this is ideas, great.
I remember Jelly. What happened to Jelly?
Well, it just never was really formalized into a system that people could use efficiently.
Jelly was like rotating co-working at co-working spaces. Like
Sort of. Jelly was the beginning of people working from each other's houses. So it'd be like you just invite people over to work at your house, right?
Oh, maybe I just saw the Jellies when they were at co-working spaces.
Yeah, now I think it's being used in that way. But the original, like in New York City, were like in this people's apartments, like come over and work. And you see those original photographs and it was like, I discovered that. But then I was like, there's actually no platform for this to work.
Right.
And having strangers in your house is kind of awkward.
Yeah.
So Airbnb sort of did the same thing for the accommodations. And I was like, well, that's great. We'll do that. We'll do something like that where people can join this community. And by signing in and using, you know, an authentication method, we know who they are. And then the host will know who's showing up and we'll make it really easy and safe. Like it'll be really safe and ultimately just provide this thing that I need. Because I was sort of, it was not selfishly done, but it was kind of like, I need to solve this problem that I'm having. Because I am at wit's end. You're like, I can't keep working alone. I'm totally not accomplishing anything. I'm procrastinating all day. I'm like turning on the TV in the middle of the workday because I'm like, what am I going to do? Or I'm just walking out of the house to find people to interact with.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was the beginning. And then I met you probably in like maybe just a couple months into it, like after it had just started and I had launched this little pre-beta app to be able to accept people into my house.
Yeah.
And people were signing up left and right to join and come over and work. And so it was exciting for me to have that. And after doing it for a while, I was like, this is totally what I need to do. And let me like actually do this right and start with a team and build it up. So that's where we're at now, is like making this thing something that everybody can use. Yeah, that's the origin story.
And so, okay, so I love Work Party. I love that it is this really organized environment for people to both collaborate in a way that's comfortable and then to be productive in a way that's comfortable, and it has a healthy balance of the two. So it's not a networking event. It's not like you're going to go there and you can't get anything done. It's quite the contrary. It's very organized. So it's like, this is when we're like meeting, chatting, and they're organized conversations. Now this is when we're working, right? Is it still done
yeah.
the same way?
Yeah. So I was looking at it thinking my problem was going to networking events after hours just was an extra thing I had to do. And
yeah.
I still had to do work during the day. So I was like, I want to combine these things so I have the after hours time to do whatever I want to do, basically more free
yeah.
time. And so I was thinking, well, when we work, like if I'm working at home, I don't work nonstop, heads down straight for 8 hours or
yeah.
5 hours. I get up and go to the kitchen and have a snack
yeah.
or I'll go to the bathroom or I'll
yeah.
walk outside. And so I thought, well, there's a rhythm to this. And then, you know, in starting to do the research, there are people who have done a lot of work into figuring out like what's the optimal,
yeah.
you know, this Pomodoro method, these things where people are like, all right, take a work sprint for
yeah.
like some amount of time and then take a short break,
yeah.
get up, stretch. So we just applied that same methodology to the Work Party format. So we were like, look, people are going to be heads down, not interrupting each other, but all like having this group energy that's going to excite them and stimulate them so you get your best work done.
Right.
And then you're all going to get up together and take 5 minutes. First break, everyone introduces themselves. So now you know everybody else is there. And then the subsequent breaks, it's like people are interacting. We might do an activity. So it just means that in this 4 to 5 hour event, you've just met all these cool people. You've gotten a full day of work done and you feel really good. And
yeah.
now you have your afternoon, or depending on the time. I mean, sometimes they're in the afternoon, but you have, you know, all this extra free time, which then you can probably just do whatever. You know?
Yeah.
For me, it's always like, great, now I'll go to the beach or something.
Yeah. Beach is always a good thing. And okay, it's just you on the team, right? Or do you have a bigger team now?
No, we're 8.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. I go to New Zealand and I, for the Women in Tech podcast, I come back and you go from the Aiden show to 8?
It's been, the team started forming last summer.
What?
And so, yeah, we just, the
who's
whole,
on your team now?
We have like developers and then there's a whole group of us.
What?
Yeah.
What's happening,
I mean, if you
Aiden,
go on to,
I'm
if you
like
go
under
to,
a rock or something,
you should definitely go to the new site and check it out. If you just go to workparty.com or wrk.co and just like go there, you're going to get to a homepage. It's not interesting. But if you log in, it's really interesting. And that's
because
where you see what we've been
doing.
Because
you get to see the community.
Yeah.
The Work Party community.
I mean, it's I wouldn't say yes. So you're going to get to see what it's all about. And there's a lot that's
okay.
still coming, but it's really exciting. Yes.
I was
team,
one of the first people
you
in the Work
were.
Party community.
Yeah, you were. I wonder, I'll have to look up what number you are. You're probably under like 300, right?
Three?
I
want to be
you?
Under 20.
No, you weren't that early. I wish you were. No, there's like everybody's got a number. The early members, like we know the number. I mean, even today we know what number people are, but now we're over 2,000. So it's like a different
how cool.
level. Yeah.
How
yeah,
cool. Yeah. And how does Work Party make money?
So when somebody wants to host, just like Airbnb does, like we just take a really small cut of the mm-hmm. of the prices they charge. So usually people charge like $10 for everyone to come and work from their house for the day. And they'll that includes coffee, the workspace, everything. It's all inclusive. And we will end up getting like a few dollars, you know, per event. But that the idea is that as we scale and we're happening everywhere, that's actually enough for us to sustain the company.
Yeah.
And keep ourselves, you know, busy and growing while the rest of the world gets to have this thing that's actually very accessible
yeah.
because it's not high cost. The idea is to keep it sort of in line with what you would spend if you went to Starbucks for the day and worked there, but to have all these extra benefits. I don't want this to be something that's out of reach of everyday people. Like, for me, that was my issue. It's like, I don't, you know, I want this to be the alternative to going and having a full-blown office that is more money than a lot of people are working with, but also have these other benefits.
And are you from LA?
No, I grew up in Ithaca, New York.
When did you get to Los Angeles?
I've been in LA for 6 years this June.
And when did you become a tech entrepreneur?
Well, I worked in tech like long before I came to LA. So I came here as a musician, but for probably 10 years before I even came out here, I was working in tech. As a musician, you learn tech early on to figure out how to do the things that you need to do, and then you become valuable to everyone else. So I had started working in the tech field, you know, 15, 16 years ago.
And what were you doing in tech?
I was always sort of helping people figure out how to leverage the tech that was available and sit between the people that wanted to build something and the teams. So I would run teams and help people come up with all the specs. So I knew the technology and the limitations of it and did a lot of the design side of it, and then would just sort of coordinate the team. So kind of like a project manager, various different titles at different points. But
and you were talking about how Work Party can grow. What plans do you have to scale? Like, where do you see Work Party going a year, 5 years from now?
Well, 5 years from now, we will be everywhere. I can't imagine that we won't have, you know, that we'll have not crossed the globe 5 years from now. I think in the next year, we'll probably be in about five cities across the U.S., five major cities, and then a lot of smaller markets as well. But the idea is to really sort of focus on Los Angeles, New York, Chicago, San Francisco, Austin, Dallas. There's a number of cities in the U.S. that I think are really sort of ready for this. And it's not that we want to focus on the big cities. It's just that there is it's easier for us to make an impact. And then what happens is people experience it in a big city and take it back to their small hometown if they're from a smaller place. And that, to me, is the way we'll just grow really naturally. And then, you know, I think that it'll start popping up internationally within the next 2 years as well.
And why LA and not San Francisco?
Just because this is where I am. And it's great this here. I'm actually really happy. So that was one of the things for me that was a big life decision was at that point before I started this, like really sort of starting to question Los Angeles because of that loneliness I was feeling. Yeah. And then when this started happening and I connected to the community and, you know, this LA tech community, I just started realizing like there's an amazing thing happening here right now. I think that the Silicon Beach has some, you know, some negative connotations for some of the locals, and I totally respect that. But having started here as an artist and being able to sort of sit between the two worlds pretty comfortably, I get both sides of it. But I also think that there's a lot of amazing people right now that are here really doing some big things. And it's obviously just a really amazing city. The first time I was in Los Angeles as an adult was probably 10 or 12 years ago when I came out, and I was always somebody who was like thinking much bigger than the town I was in. I just wanted to go. And I remember I was at a party out here, and like these people were all crazy, really. But they also, I related to it.
No,
it was just
LA
like,
people crazy.
It was this like super passion. Like, I'm going to change the world. I have to do all these big things. And I was like, that's the kind of person I am too. And it was really inspiring to see these other people who felt the same way. And it wasn't bullshit. It wasn't like I'm going to go and do something unrealistic. It was just that, like, I'm not going to give up. I have dreams. I want to make these things happen.
Yeah.
So it's invigorating.
Yeah.
And it's good. It's also sunny here all the time. And growing up in upstate New York where it's cloudy and rainy, it's a nice change of pace.
And what LA resources have you accessed that helped you propel Work Party forward?
You? No, I mean that really seriously. Yeah. Like the We Are LA Tech thing, when I met you that day and then was like, well, what's... I mean, I maybe had heard about it a little bit, wasn't really aware. At that point, that became a real resource because what you guys are doing is connecting the community across all of these different areas, all these different industries, and bringing everyone together and creating a centralized place for events and connections, you know, experiences, people to basically post their profiles and interact and meet each other. And so you're creating this hub
And for me, just sort of entering this world and wanting to be part of that network, it was like a really awesome thing. So
thank you
for building all of this.
It's so happy it added value to your life.
Absolutely. And then there's some other things, but I don't know that there is local, like we have the Built in LA, but I know Built in is national. That's also been nice to be able to
connected
Built in
LA.
I think
John writes great articles.
Yeah.
On
I'm really, I love what they're doing as well.
Is there a must attend event in LA that you think is just, you got to check out?
Work party? No.
I knew you were going to say
that.
No,
it's a funny thing. So a lot of, that's, if I was traveling here as somebody, I would say that's a really important thing to
do. Yeah.
Just because of the intimacy of it and the relationships you're going to get.
I think that's what you and I have an upper hand in general is, you and I both cater to an intimate environment to form high quality relationships in a very comfortable setting.
Yeah.
It's what I'm passionate about. I've done both. I've done the, you know, few hundred person event, and I've done several of the under 20 people events. And my personal interest is the under 20.
Yeah. That's our cap.
And I actually, you have to pay me a lot of money to do a huge event now. I have no interest.
Huge events, there's something, if you're just trying to get as many business cards as you can, great. You can run around a huge event, get a lot of cards, but that's really worth nothing.
No,
I've never left one of those events and followed up with those people because it wasn't connecting.
Oh, there is no We Are LA Tech event that's not super high quality. I don't even care if there's 500 people there. I will make sure people have the most meaningful
but
experience.
But that's because you're there to make those introductions, right? That makes all the difference.
I don't know. Like one huge event that I put together was to celebrate women in tech in Los Angeles. And what we did is we had all the ticket sales go to the winner of a pitch competition. And then these awesome like female founders pitched and then, you know, somebody won and they got the ticket sales and people said that it was really meaningful. My secret sauce to putting together any event, no matter how big or small, is my intent is so clear. And so, and I do certain things. There's no drinking while people are talking. That I figure out the food. Like, you know, I make sure that people show up with an intent. They don't just show up and they're not there for the pizza and the beer.
Well,
I don't
that,
do
that's really, I mean, that the quality of your events are absolutely stellar. And that really, I mean, that's part of obviously what you've built into it and makes all the difference. I just am going to note, though, that as somebody who's kind of this introverted extrovert, I can play the extrovert because I was a performer and I know how to like pretend that.
You were a musician in your
past
life.
But really, I'm actually quite introverted.
Yeah.
That the big social events to me are very uncomfortable.
Oh, ditto. Yeah.
And so I will often just want to be a wallflower. Like, let me just sort of escape and go out elsewhere and maybe I'll meet a couple people who feel likewise. That was to me the reason those intimate events where there's actually this structure and those introductions happen. Everybody feels comfortable and makes discussions. So if you're coming into a new city or if you're just somebody who doesn't really feel like you can make those other events work for you, this was designed to make everyone feel
100%
at home and not just the people who are gregarious and like can go out there and just make it happen. Because I know those people are actually fine everywhere. They're great. They actually probably don't even need work party because they're not really like alone anyway. They're like, they're bombarded with these things happening. But there's a lot of people right now, a lot. And I was one of them who are just sort of silently suffering because they're kind of disconnected and they feel alone. And that's not their fault. It's not because of who they are. It's just kind of because the tech has enabled this culture where we're living virtually. And we have all these ways of interacting, but we're not actually connecting. And then when we do, it's very awkward because the situations are just not built for it.
And we have to look perfect all the time.
And we have to, so this was
really, that's so funny. And another resource though, that you are involved in LA is you're part of a pre-accelerator, right?
Yeah, so we just got brought into an amazing program called Startup Boost. And actually, funny enough, the founder of Startup Boost, Blake, was at a work party at my house.
Get out.
Probably not the same time you were, but one of those early ones. And he reached out and then he was doing this program. Actually, I don't even know if you reached out. I just happened to see it and I applied and, you know, we've come a long way.
Yeah.
So this was a perfect thing for us to be able to have this amazing group of mentors and advisors who are sitting with us. We meet weekly and we have these, you know, all this information we're getting and all this assistance to take what we're doing to the next level, because we've done a lot. It's one of those things where this is the first time I've done anything like this. And there's so much I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I just like, I'm trying all the time.
Totally.
Running crazy to make it all happen. But it's really helpful to have that kind of a network. So Startup Boost has been amazing. We're halfway through the program right now. And there's a number of other incredible groups that are there as well.
And I know teams. We were lucky enough to interview Mary from Kitterly, who has this, like, it's like the Bloomingdale's of knitting for commerce. It's a whole nother company. Like, if you want a kit to be sent to you that's a high quality kit, that's the Mary's company, and she's part of the same Startup Boost pre-accelerator. What are some LA tech companies or talent that you've come across, whether they're in the Startup Accelerator, in the Boost Startup Accelerator, or anywhere else around LA that have really impressed you?
There's another group in the accelerator right now that I think is going to do big things and that has is going to make a big dent in the world. They're called VAWA. It's Vacation with an Artist. I think it's VAW. How is it?
And we'll,
VWAA or something, but it's...
and we'll include it in the show notes, you guys,
yes,
so you could click on it and find out
I'm
more.
I'm probably butchering the name somehow. No. But they are... they're doing... Gita is the founder, and she's doing an amazing job of connecting people who want to go and travel the world but really connect locally with artisans and creators, artists. So the idea here is that instead of just taking a vacation and going to the beach, you'd actually go and maybe meet an artist, a musician, somebody who's doing really interesting creative things and learn with them. So have this incredible experience at the same time. So I think that that's a really cool thing
that's
as well
rad.
That she's up to. And,
so
and there's a lot of others. There's so many. There's too many interesting things happening.
What's if you could ask the community of one thing to do to support you in your success or work party and accelerating forward, what is that one ask of the LA Tech community?
Well, the first thing right now is literally just to join us. There's no cost thing. You just sign up. And the reason I would say that you want to do that is because we then will send you when it's appropriate. If wherever you are, you could be in, you know, anywhere in the U.S. You could be Tennessee. You could be in Florida. You could be. It doesn't matter. Anywhere, what we will do is when we're ready to go into your area, let you know. And so I think that that's valuable, because this is something where we just want to create an amazing community. And so I am like, I'm excited, even though when there are people signing up around the world right now and we're not ready to give them the service in their area, but they're now on the list so that they will be contacted as soon as it's ready for them. And I just, that would be a big thing. And also just to let their friends know, everybody knows somebody who's working right now from home or going to a cafe and working during the day. And they probably would get a lot more out of their workday with this. So that's who we're trying to reach, is those people who are in some cases unreachable because they're isolated. That's where like We Are LA Tech and some of these other event calendars give us a hand in reaching people. But everybody knows somebody like that, and just let them know that this is available.
100%. Work party! How can people connect with you?
You can reach me on any social network, just at Work Party with no vowels. So at WRKPRTY, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn.
And do you have
Twitter.
A direct social profile that you use, or just Work Party?
For me, I mean, you can find me, Aiden Makepeace, on LinkedIn or Facebook.
Will
or anything like that.
Your name for everybody?
Aidan Makepeace, Makepeace.
Awesome.
Makepeace is one word.
Aiden, thank you for being amazing.
Thank you, it's free.
And for creating these kumbaya work party sessions. I remember when I first heard the term work party, it made me feel like it's going to be like drinking and craziness.
No,
and it's not that
but
at all.
It could be that if you want to host it like that. See, that's the thing.
You
can create your own work parties, and you can indicate. We just let everybody know what it's going to be.
I'd have a juice
and
party.
And these are curated. right? So these, so when you're signing, when you see ones that you like and you go to them, you know that it's going to be high quality.
Yeah.
That's the, we're, that's what we're building into this, is the consistency.
Yeah.
So that people can rely on a great work day.
Totally.
Yeah.
Rely. I love that. Rely on a great work day.
Yeah.
That's good. That's a great.
We just coined a new term.
Rely on a great work day. That's a really good one.
Yeah.
Thank you, Aiden.
Thank you.
If you want to connect and collaborate with more extraordinary people here in LA Tech, make sure to check out the We Are LA Tech Slack group at wearelatech.com/VIP. That's wearelatech.com/VIP. And be sure to say hello on social at We Are LA Tech on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter. I will talk to you guys, hear you guys, see you guys in the next episode. Bye. Yes, you can now get your We Are LA Tech tee. You've all been asking for it. Just go to wearelatech.com/shop to be a part of the movement to make Los Angeles the top city in the world for tech. Yes, we are number 3. Let's get it to number 1. Wearelatech.com/shop. Represent.